This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have agreed to reopen trade talks between their two countries. At the close of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, a few hours ago, Mr. Trump also said for now he is holding off on new tariffs against Beijing.
We're holding on tariffs, and they're going to buy foreign product. But that could happen, John. This doesn't mean there's going to be a deal, but they would like to make a deal, I can tell you that. And if we could make a deal, it would be a very historic event. You know, we've never really had a deal with China.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump said U.S. companies could continue selling to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, a world leader in 5G technology. The American intelligence community views Huawei as too close to the Chinese government, in short, a national security risk.
We mentioned Huawei. I said we'll have to save that till the very end. We'll have to see. One of the things I will allow, however, is a lot of people are surprised. We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
On Russia, Mr. Trump refused to clarify his earlier lighthearted reference to Moscow's well-documented interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, though he did repeat what has become a familiar theme.
As everybody now understands, I won not because of Russia, not because of anybody but myself. I went out, I campaigned better, smarter, harder than Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin had once again denied the charges of meddling, asking, quote, how many times can you get someone to deny something, unquote. The president was traveling next to South Korea, where he's offered to hold a handshake meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the DMZ. Mr. Trump said it would last about 2 minutes, clearly enough for a photo op. This is VOA News. There has been new fighting in Afghanistan, where more than two dozen pro-government personnel